Good afternoon. It is 1:38, and we are bringing back Talk on the Rock. I am Colette Zarnicki, and we have our guest, Kate Thomas, who is Wrangell's Economic Development Director. We're here to talk about an event that the borough is putting on this Saturday at the Nolan Center. It will be the HomeWise Information Fair. You can call in to ask a question to Kate. The number is 874-2345. So hi, Kate. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you. Thank you. Love Talk on the Rock. It's been a while since I've gotten to be a guest in the studio. So happy to be here.
Great. We're happy you're here. So from my understanding, the construction of Aldertop Village is what initiated the HomeWise Information Fair to occur this Saturday. Is that right?
That is correct. Yes. Okay. The city, first, I guess I just want to acknowledge that the Aldertop land was previously inhabited by the Tlingit people, and there is history in that area, both positive and negative. And we hope to see some of the development of housing in that area benefit the community, everyone in our community from all different angles, whether that's increasing the tax base or having affordable places to build out land, and also memorializing the site from the trauma and challenges that were faced by the Native people during the days of the Institute boarding school. So just acknowledging that piece, Aldertop was actually named by the Wrangell Cooperative Association elder group, and just grateful to have that history reflected in the place name of the area. But yeah, development on that land started to drive questions as to whether people felt like they had the knowledge, information, resources, and were generally equipped to build new homes, construct new homes on raw land, or even had the base information needed to purchase an already constructed home. And we wanted to, as the Economic Development Department, fill those information gaps and work towards educating our population on how they can achieve the American dream.
And so that will be some of that information, or as much as you can fit in, will be held on this Saturday, right?
Yes. So the event will be held at the James and Elsie Nolan Center. There'll be a presentation from myself and other supporting municipal staff about the development at Aldertop Subdivision. You know, timeline, methods of sale, and general procedures related to that sale. But also, starting at 10 o'clock, we have a group of information sources, vendors we'll call them, that will provide different niche details about how to achieve just that, home ownership or constructing your own home. So we can chat a little bit more about who will be there if you want.
Let's do it.
Okay. So obviously municipal staff, so our building official, our city manager, who also served as the finance director, and staff from our utility division, so that folks understand what permits are required, what hookups look like, and the general procedures that you don't really think a lot about when you imagine building your home. I always think about colors and siding and all the aesthetics of building a home, but there's a lot more to it than that, so it seems. So municipal staff to that end. Then we'll also have lenders, Tongass Federal Credit Union, First Bank. They're talking about loans, different types of loans, interest rates, and how they can work with the financial division to finance their dreams, whatever that may be. And then, of course, we have real estate agents, because the goal is to educate people whether they want to buy, build now or 10 years from now. The general philosophies stay the same, just the variables like interest rates and down payment requirements change a little bit. So we'll have real estate agents there, and then other partners like Tlingit and Haida Regional Housing and Alaska Housing Finance Corporation as well.
Awesome. Thank you. And so you mentioned pretty much this information is good now and, you know, far into the future. Does that mean anybody can attend this event, even if they don't plan on trying to get a property on Aldertop?
Yeah, absolutely. So again, if you're building today, tomorrow, 5 years from now, or you just know you want to own a home one day and you don't really know how you can achieve that, we also have financial advisors there. So Colin Dando with his financial LLC will be there. Kelly Decker, who's a tax accountant with Smoke and Books Accounting. She'll be there to kind of help people understand the finance and how to build that wealth so you can get to that point of comfort where you can purchase a home. So yeah, whether you're 18 years old and you want to do it 10 years from now, or you're like me and you're 36 and you just bought a piece of land and you're like, wow, now we got to build a home. How do we do that? So it's for everybody. And even folks in high school who, you know, if I would have learned a little bit more about financing in high school and how to set goals and work towards achieving those, I might, you know, already have a house constructed at 36, not waiting to. So just want to propel people towards whatever achievement they're trying to go for.
Yeah, thank you. And I can relate with that. Wishing I had the information early on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why is this event important for the people of Wrangell?
Well, I think retention of our current population is really important. We want the people who live and love Wrangell to stay here. And we also want our young families to stay here or go get an education and come back to Wrangell to improve it. And two of the biggest, or maybe three of the biggest barriers in retaining that population is access to housing, access to childcare, and general affordability. And some of those tactics or some of those issues can be softened by education and providing people with the resources and information to plan better, prepare better, and work towards those goals. So why is it important to Wrangell? It's a one-stop shop for anybody and everybody to learn more about something we all have in common. We all need a place to rest our heads at night, and we all want to have a prosperous community. So this is one of those things that we can do to educate folks and help encourage retention of visitors and or residents rather. I was just in a visitor meeting, so I'm thinking about visitors. But retention of residents and access to good affordable housing. And even though building a house or buying a house seems like, you know, I'm not in a financial position to do that. I'm never going to be in a financial position to do that. As new developments come into play, like Aldertop, it's going to free up other styles and affordable housing here in town as well. You start moving that population around. I think that helps a little bit. One interesting shout out to Milani Shivens at Raincoast Data. I just heard some metrics from her about housing. Like, why has our population declined, but yet housing access is still a challenge? Well, if you think back, you know, however many years, a decade or more, the average house had 2.6 persons dwelling in it. Fast forward, you know, a few decades, the average household has 2.3 persons living in it. What that means is Alaska has needs an additional 70,000 some odd housing units to house the same population that we used to. So the need is higher now than it's ever been, and that complicates things for us. Luckily, we have this land that we've invested in for development and have good support from the community on, and we hope that that turns into something really positive for Wrangell.
Yeah, great. Thank you. And can you talk about what the needs are of Wrangellites that you're aware of in order to buy a home?
Yes. So a stable, steady income is part of that metric for sure. And a base amount of savings. So at the very least, you can cover the closing costs of purchasing a home. Depending on where your income bracket falls and if you're an independent buyer or you're a couple, those income thresholds may affect you differently. As an example, when I first looked at buying a home at 28 years old, I was in a financial bracket that permitted or qualified me for a 0% down on a home purchase. Fast forward however many years, I'm now in a higher income bracket. I also have a partner that we would be buying the home for. What that means is our income thresholds have changed, and now we have to put 20% down on land, in particular 10% down on a home, a previously constructed home. So folks need that base. And often the mantra is, I can't afford it. I can't afford it. I've learned over time that no matter how much money you think you have or you don't have, it's always going to be more later. So start planning now, and that's going to help. So stable income, let's say a base amount of savings, and then a financial lender that qualifies you or deems you eligible for a loan. And then you can go out sourcing whatever land, home, property that you're interested in. But I guess the most glaring need in that is there housing available? Is there affordable housing available? And I think it's important to use this opportunity to say the land at Aldertop has been assessed. The value is $2.50 per square foot for lots that don't have a direct water view. And then the lots that have an unobstructed water view that are along the highway, those are valued at $3 a square foot. So for that land, the parcels that are coming up for auction and lottery are approximately $43,000 to $70,000 for a single lot. And because that's raw land, it's most likely that lenders will require you to put 25% down on that.
Okay. And also, this counts for the auction part too, along the waterfront, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So for those at home listening or in your shop at home or at work, there are 20 lots coming up for sale. 10 of those lots will be auctioned. There are no limits to how many lots you can acquire in the auction. An auction essentially means competitive open bidding. Whoever bids the highest wins the lot. We decided to move in that direction because those lots are most valued and coveted with their unobstructed water view. And we want to help drive some of the cost recovery to influence phase two development. And then the next 10 lots are going to be lottery. You can buy up to 10 tickets to participate in the lottery to increase your chances. But those participating in the lottery can only walk away with one lot per person or per household. So that's how we have it set up right now. 20 lots in total, 10 auctioned, 10 lotteried.
Okay, great. And then what is involved? Can you repeat what is involved when purchasing a house or a plot of land to put a home on?
I'm gonna start from like the base. Now, please understand, I'm not in real estate. I'm not an economist or a lender. But from my own experience and observing those who have been successful, let's talk through three different possibilities. Let's take raw land, for example, because that's what we are dealing with at Aldertop. Raw land is typically undeveloped land that's just got earthen organic material there that is ready but needing some work before it can develop. So typically, raw land lenders require 25% to 30% down. And so folks will need to build up that equity or savings to be able to put down. Then they need to seek out a lender. First Bank and Tongass will loan on raw land. Then you would go through that approval process and acquire it. There are two methods to purchasing land. You can either just purchase the lot with no plans for development, or you could go for a construction loan. The details of the construction loan are very similar to the raw land, but a higher percent cost down. You do need a building site plan and a contractor with a residential endorsement to qualify for a loan for constructing a home. So raw land, pretty simple, higher interest rate, higher down payment, shorter term on your loan. Construction loan, higher interest rate, higher down payment, but after that home is constructed, it will roll over into a traditional mortgage with a lower interest rate. And depending on which lender you go with, the percentage down varies. And then lastly, I would say just purchasing your typical house, you might qualify for a USDA loan, which is income-based, and that would require 0% down. We might be in a different income bracket and be required to put 10% down or maybe even higher depending on your lender. That's a pretty straightforward method. You get pre-approved, you go source the home that you're in or that you're after, you put down whatever offer you have on the total cost for purchase, and then you go back to your lender and work through those details once the seller has accepted your offer price. So I think the last thing I would say is, you know, just consider raw land or improved land. There are different down payment rates and different interest rates for those as well. But if you're buying land, it's a shorter term on your loan than if you're buying a house. I think my land loan is a 7-year term at about 7.5% interest. So then we'll get a construction loan and then we'll roll it over into a traditional mortgage once we're there.
Great. Thank you. And all of this information, I imagine, will be covered at the HomeWise Information Fair this Saturday.
Yes. I will say to the listening public that participation in the HomeWise Fair will look very similar to how Search has set up their health fair in the past, where there will be vendor booths and you can go around and talk to people of interest, whether it's the lenders, the contractors, municipal staff, whatever. And you can go down the row very methodically, or you can a la carte choose who you're most interested in speaking to and where the information lies that you need. There won't be a comprehensive presentation about all of this. You'll have to source it directly from the person of interest. The presentation will be specific to the Aldertop, which I'll be providing to folks.
Great. And so potentially that means it could be personalized for each individual person who speaks to whoever.
Correct. People can source the information that they need. And most everyone that's coming has been kind of queued up in the sense that they know we're trying to achieve all types of education and information sharing, that it's not just specific to one method of achieving land ownership or home ownership. It should be varied and specific to whatever that individual is requesting.
Thank you, Kate. Is there anything else you'd like the community to know about the HomeWise Information Fair?
If I spoke incorrectly about anything related to home ownership, don't hold me to it. Like I said, I'm not a real estate agent or a lender, but generally know the methods that are laid out for folks. But yeah, I just want folks to come and participate and learn as much as they can and share that information with their friends. We'll record information. We'll record my presentation and hopefully have a lot of that resource uploaded into a page on our website. And once we have that set, we'll broadcast that and promote it throughout the community.
Perfect. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, I'm excited. Thanks for the story. Thanks for time on the air. And yeah, I hope that you come and learn a little bit about home ownership this weekend.
I just might.
Excellent. Excellent. Thank you, Clut.
You're welcome. That was Wrangell's Economic Development Director, Kate Thomas, who was talking about the HomeWise Information Fair that will be held at the Nolan Center this Saturday, February 24th, from 9 a.m. to noon. We'll be back next Tuesday for Ronan Rooney, who will be our guest. He's going to talk about his series, Wrangell History Unlocked, and the new series, Strange Customs. Stay with us for World Cafe.